moral absolutes. They're missing in society.
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the builders of a large creation museum near Cincinnati, Ohio. Ken, I think most people would agree that we've got a serious moral problem in our Western societies. How serious is it?
Well, I often tell audiences that my wife and I came to America from Australia 20 years ago as missionaries to a pagan culture. And I usually hear chuckles spread across the auditorium, and then people start to clap. You see, they recognize that America is no longer a Christian nation like it used to be. Polls show just how serious the problem is. For example, among born-again Christians who don't call themselves evangelicals, only one out of every four believes that moral truth is absolute. And it's even worse among teens. Did you know only 9% of born-again teens believe in moral absolutes versus 4% of non-born-again teens? You know, for years, Mark, I've preached, literally thousands of times, that belief in absolutes will decline as the church reinterprets the obvious meaning of the Bible, beginning in Genesis. Compromise with evolutionary ideas has unlocked a door. Each generation has opened this door further and further, and now the Bible has lost its authority. And more than ever, it's essential that every believer confronts compromise. We need to promote the absolute authority of God's Word from the very first verse.
Absolute standards are increasingly becoming absent in today's culture. Well, Ken Ham provides the remedy in his free booklet, available on our website, answersradio.com.